Hey y'all, it's Stephanie from Root to Seed. Today we're going to discuss soil, the magic of your soil. But first, I'd like to share some news. Since our last episode, we introduced Spirit of the Earth, a new organic loose leaf tea. And you can check that out in our shop on our website. We've also secured the pots for our Mother's Day herb pots. And the chicks continue to have visits with the hens, and the cold weather crops that were planted last week are doing well. So now let's get started. The foundation of organic growing is the knowledge of and proper care of the soil. Healthy soil supports a large and active population of tiny beneficial organisms. Healthy means that it's free of compaction, pesticides or other toxins, salt buildup, and it contains a proper balance of organic matter and nutrients. The community of organisms that inhabits the soil is known as the soil food web. The soil food web is made up of worms and insects, which you can see, but also billions of microscopic creatures that inhabit every spoonful of soil. A healthy food web forms protective layers around roots, helps plants to obtain nutrients from the soil, breaks down toxic compounds that inhibit plants' growth, and improves disease suppression. It also improves soil texture, which allows roots to grow longer and stronger in the earth. In a natural system, organic matter is provided by decaying roots and stems and animal droppings, and in forested areas, the autumn leaf drop. This organic material decays in place and is reused by living plants and animals. A thriving microbial community digests and breaks down this organic matter, releasing nutrients back into the soil. Organic growers strive to recreate these living natural soils that actively support healthy plant life and require very little extra fertilization. This is done by maintaining an optimum organic content in the soil, monitoring the balance of nutrients, pH, soil biology, and work to ensure a thriving living soil. I'll return in a few seconds to talk about preparing the soil for planting. There are two basic approaches to preparing the soil before planting. The first is not to amend the native soil at all. This requires great care in selecting plants that specifically match the soil types and the site conditions in your growing area. This process requires less inputs, is less expensive, but it requires more knowledge. And we're here to help gain that knowledge should you wish to use this approach. The second approach is to amend the existing soil with compost or organically approved minerals and nutrients to match the plants you want to grow there. In either case, you need to have a soil test done beforehand to learn what kind of soil you're working with. Make sure your plants are not invasive and are well adapted to your specific site. Preferably natives, but in any case, suitable for your sun, moisture, temperature, soil type, and wind conditions. If you haven't listened to last week's episode yet, you can do so to learn more about invasive and native plants. When choosing your plants, try to avoid using just one or two species. The more variety you have, the more likely some or all will thrive in your growing area. When you're planting trees or shrubs, dig a hole 2 to 3 times the diameter of the root spread, and only deep enough so that the top of the root ball is at ground level. That's going to be the part where the trunk flares out to start the root system. Amend the soil according to the needs of the particular shrub, but it's best if your native soil matches the shrub's needs already. Water the new plants thoroughly and then as needed during the first growing season. Thereafter, you'll want to gradually reduce watering frequency in order to wean the shrub off of irrigation altogether. Apply compost or natural mulch 1 to 3 inches deep around the newly planted tree or shrub. Make sure to keep compost or mulch 2 to 3 inches away from the trunk or the stem of the plant. Do not allow mulch to touch the bark of the trees and shrubs. I'll be back in a few seconds to talk about soil testing. Testing your soil is one of the most important, if not the most important, step in any type of growing. Did you know that Root to Seed provides a safe soil fund for those who live in certain areas that may be at risk for lead in the soil? Root to Seed can help to fund and navigate the testing. You can visit our Safe Soil Fund page on www.roottoseedonline.com for more information. Okay, I'll say it again. The first step when working on your growing area is to take a soil test. Having said that, it's never a bad idea to do a soil test, even if you aren't just starting out. I do a basic pH soil test twice a year, once in spring and once in fall. A basic soil test will tell you the pH, and based on that pH, how to amend the soil for what you intend to grow. URI offers contactless pH soil testing right now, and you can see their schedule on their extension website. I'll leave that link in the show notes for you. A more specific soil test, one that's sent out, tells exactly what your lawn or garden needs so you can add only those nutrients that are necessary and in just the right amounts. The test results provide essential information about levels of minerals, such as lead, nutrients, organic matter, and other essential components. A standard soil test is used to determine soil pH, which is an indication of acidity, the percentage of organic matter in the soil, and any nutrient or mineral deficiencies, excesses, or imbalances. This comprehensive test also can evaluate the presence and numbers of soil organisms, such as fungi, bacteria, nematodes, and protozoa. Root to Seed has the Safe Soil Fund for anyone who has trouble navigating or paying for this type of testing. For more information, you can see the Safe Soil Fund page on www.roottoseedonline.com, as well as clicking Soil on the gardening page. Depending on the lab you choose to do your test, should you choose to do that more extensive assessment, it will send instructions for your sample collection. After testing is complete, the lab will send you a report on the chemistry of your soil along with specific recommendations of what type of fertilizers and nutrients to add to optimize the soil for plants that you want to grow. It's important to note, in a common mistake, to not collect enough or too much soil from one area. These soil tests yield meaningful results only when a representative sample is collected and prepared for each of the areas of interest. For example, one sample for the vegetable garden, one for the lawn, one for the perennial bed, around a tree, etc. Really, you want to get your soil sample for what you're trying to grow so you can match that. So if you want to grow tomatoes, you're going to want a pH in around the 6-6.5 range. You want to make sure that you've got the correct pH or how to amend it if that's the case. And the same is case for other areas around your yard. One last break before my final thoughts. I do hope this little soil lesson was helpful and demonstrated that soil is a living thing and, when cared for, can help us greatly with caring for our plants. Here's a little checklist to help you put this information to use. First, contemplate for a moment the 1 billion organisms living in a handful of dirt from your backyard and the great wealth of service they provide to your landscape free of charge. Next, have your soil tested before planting trees or shrubs, renovating a lawn, or planting vegetables. Also, test your soil before adding any fertilizers or amendments. Next, protect your soil and the creatures who live there from toxins and salts. Finally, recycle all organic debris produced by your landscape back into the soil by leaving grass clippings on the lawn, woody debris, and other plant material, and composting. This will help to maintain a thriving population of soil organisms. Remember, we can help you every step of the way with soil testing. Contact us if you need assistance. If you're enjoying the podcast, do subscribe and leave a review on your favorite platform. It really does help us to bring you quality content. Next week, we'll dive into soil amendments, compost, fertilizers, and mulches. Until next time, be kind to the planet, be kind to each other, and join our community.